Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh, and in this audio we'll discuss the writer George Eliot. Now we all know who George Eliot was. She was an English Victorian novelist. She's particularly famous for the psychological insights that she provides in her novels. Along with this, in her novels and in her works, she is an advocate of realism. Okay? She practices realism. Now in this lecture we'll just limit ourselves to her contribution to the field of literary criticism. Okay? We won't take up her writings. Mostly we will focus on literary criticism, her works and her ideas that have contributed to the field of literary criticism. Now first of all, keep in mind that in her lifetime she worked as a sub-editor at a journal called the Westminster Review. Okay? Along with this, she also wrote essays, and she also translated from German to English. And her contribution to literary criticism comes through her essays and reviews that she published. Okay? Now, there is a very famous work by her called The Natural History of German Life. Okay? The Natural History of German Life. In this work, she emphasized the idea that art should serve a social and moral purpose by extending our sympathies and stimulating moral emotions. Now, along with this, George Eliot also believed that literature should reflect the complexity of life. Okay? Why? Because such portrayals in literature of different type of people, characters, lead us to a better understanding of human nature and society in general. Okay, so keep in mind that she's concerned with the portrayal of the complexities of human relationships and the inner lives of her characters. Okay? And this emphasis on moral and psychological realism is always there in her writings. And in this work, right, The Natural History of German Life, what are the key points that she mentions? First of all, it is a critique of idealized representations. So Eliot criticizes those writers who present idealized and sentimentalized portrayals of rural life as well as the working class. So she's against any kind of idealization or romanticization which can ultimately distort reality. Okay? She's an advocate of realism. So representing the world as it is, with all its complexities, with all its flaws. Why? Because she believed that true realism can actually lead us to become more empathetic. Okay? It can generate more empathy and understanding between different social classes. Okay? Along with this, in this work, she also talks about the role of the artist. Okay? And George Eliot sees the artist as having a moral responsibility. Okay? To represent the world as truthfully as possible and to avoid perpetuating any kind of harmful or any kind of stereotypes. Okay, we all know that stereotypes of any kind are bad. So she was against any kind of stereotypes. And she believed that art can be a powerful tool for social change. But only if it is grounded in a genuine understanding of human experience. So it should represent reality in all its complexities without any kind of idealization or romanticization. Okay? Now another point you should keep in mind is that she was against any kind of narrow moralism. Okay? Though she emphasizes in her writings and even in this essay about the moral responsibility of artists or novelists. Okay? But she's against any kind of narrow moralism. She rejected any kind of simplistic moral judgments in literature. Okay? And instead she advocated for a more nuanced understanding of human behavior and motivation. Now after that, let me tell you that there is another very famous essay by George Eliot called Silly Novels by Lady Novelists. Okay? Silly Novels by Lady Novelists. Ye title hai, okay? And in this essay, she critiques the popular novels which were written by women in the mid-19th century or during the mid-Victorian era. And what was the reason that she criticized such novels? The first reason was lack of realism. Okay? George Eliot advocates realism, but here in such novels, she found a lack of realism. So unrealistic portrayals of characters, relationships, even social settings. And on top of that, such women authors relied on creating of stereotypes. So in a way, it led to a distorted or superficial representation of life. Okay? Afterwards, she also criticizes the shallow characterization in such novels by lady novelists. Okay? She says that often such novels are one-dimensional, okay, and lack psychological depth. On the other hand, we know that the novels of George Eliot have psychological realism. Psychological depth is there. And along with this, George Eliot also says that in such novels, women characters or female characters particularly are idealized as angels or described as manipulative villains. Okay? So, ek tarike ka extreme stereotype. Along with this, She also criticizes the narrow moralizing and sentimentality in such novels. ठीक है? She says that many of these novels are very moralistic in nature, very moralistic and sentimental. And see, try to understand that there's a difference between narrow moralizing and having a moral concern. ठीक है? Being concerned about morals and ethics is one thing, which of course George Eliot does portray in her novels, but not a very narrow concern. ठीक है? A very narrow concern is what she's against. And in the end, she also says that, you know, overall, if we see, if we have stereotypes, if we have reinforcing of old restrictive gender roles, then literature cannot do justice to society. It can never lead us to a better understanding of human nature and society. ठीक है? So, from an exam point of view, just remember that her views as expressed in her novels, along with this essay called The Natural History of German Life, it gives us a clear picture of what kind of literature she advocated, what kind of realism she advocated. Because we all know that she was a practitioner of realism. But what kind of realism? A realism that reflects life in all its complexities, without idealizing, without romanticizing, without making stereotypes, and also accepts beauty in common things. ठीक है? Famously, in one of her novels, she says that art should help us see beauty even in commonplace things. ठीक है? This is a very famous line that she uses to tell us what her conception of beauty is. ठीक है? So after this essay, The Natural History of German Life, as I told you, her other essay, Silly Novels by Lady Novelists, that is also very important. ठीक है?